That's the best intro ever that'll probably ever do on this fucking podcast. What's up? This is Crowns. In a segment, I guess I am calling for now. Gosh, what did I? I had a name for this. I don't even know what I'm gonna name it anymore. Gosh.
You know, pew pew podcast kind of goes with that.
Yeah, I like that pew pew podcast. I think that's what we'll end up doing. But for this personal podcast, I'm calling it Frequency Friday, I believe. Just a quick update audio-wise. Some of you guys are into that kind of thing, so we're doing Frequency Friday. And it's just basically a recap of stuff that has been going down for the week. I guess from Monday through Friday or whatever. There's not really a format, because again, this is just the first one. I just kind of wanted to get back into podcasting, so that when we start our podcast up again, you know, I won't be all...
He has his podcast voice right
all now. Raw. Yeah, this is podcast voice right now. We are podcast mode. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's not trying to go raw. Train,
yeah, I'm not going to raw dog the new podcast. I'm going to, you know, I want to have my dick wet going into the podcasting, you know what I mean?
I don't think your dick should be wet, though.
It should be, though.
I mean... That's true.
It should, right? You know, I mean, it's not...
We never ever gotten in trouble with a wet dick.
It's just, like, nothing bad's happening from having a wet dick, yeah. You know?
Your dick's wet, everything must be going smooth. Exactly. You must be doing something right.
So, let's see. Let me think about stuff that's happened. So, Code and Cambria was in the MTV March Madness, Musical March Madness. And we lost. We got to, like, the Sweet 16, and... Okay.
Elite Eight.
No, we were going into the Elite Eight, no?
I thought that was the Elite Eight. Oh, no, yeah, you guys.
Yeah, we're in Sweet 16. We're going into Elite Eight. Yeah. Everybody that got into Elite Eight sucked. But I think, honestly, for the amount of fans that Coheed has and the amount of fans Disturbed had and Avenged Sevenfold, I think we put up a hell of a fight. So I'm pretty proud of all of the Cobalters and Kids Defense. Like, that was ridiculous. That was some good stuff, good times. I was depressed last night, but I think we did really good. Just reflecting on it. What else? I caught up on Chew. I think it's 1 through 17 again. If you guys aren't following me on Twitter, I'm blasting that all the time. You guys need to get in on that. I'm catching up on the Armory Wars because, to be honest, I've never been caught up because I don't have a comic shop out here. So.
I wonder how I'm gonna get this heart.
You need a.
Oh yeah, I need this.
Oh, I forgot. Way. Oh, you're an idiot. So I haven't been able to keep up with the Armory Wars. So now I started, and I'm starting from the Second Age Turbine Blade, the Ultimate Edition. And so I got into, I think, like, volume 2 so far. And, yeah, so that's super cool. No, you need to boomer it, no? You need to come back after you beat the level. You need to boom.
Yeah, or I can just do this.
You need to do the, no. Oh, you freaking told me. Man, I feel like an idiot now. So, yeah, so Chew and Armory Wars is what I'm reading right now. And I got some other ones coming up, but... The next issue of Chew comes out next week on Wednesday, so I'm pretty excited about that. And I'll let you guys know how Armory Wars is going next week after I'm fully caught up. But so far, love Chew, and Armory Wars is getting really good, so that's what I got for comic. No, I never did, because I didn't have comics. So, what else? I think that's it. I think that's... That's about as active as my life has been for a week. It's kind of depressing. Oh, well. Yeah. So I didn't name what we're playing here. First correct answer on Twitter gets, I don't know. Gets 100 crown points. It's new currency when I rule the world. So that'll be cool.
You can use it towards a hand-drawn boomer clinger.
There you go. And I guess I'll see you guys next week, because I only got 5 seconds. Crowns out.